Shores, El Pacifico.
Brought to you by Dynapet Micro Energy Shop.
Okay, your passion is coming off as erratic.
The state assembly did their job. Democrats in the assembly stood up.
This was a very difficult time in my life.
Hollywood's biggest night.
And it's
going to be a wide hump.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. And tonight we unveil our newest look, which is our Phil TV, a new generation of our webcast. Right now I have a roller coaster I'm sitting in front of here. As it careens down a track in Las Vegas, and we're broadcasting from the El Pacifico, but we have multiple camera angles, we've got effects, and we're going to continue to improve on the video look. So go over to philhenryshow.com, get a backstage pass, and watch as we continue to improve the product, not just on the air, but online as well. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. Charlie Sheen goes on a media blitz today, saying he's sober and he's going to sue CBS. Governor Walker of Wisconsin gives the fleeing Senate Democrats an ultimatum, plus eco-friendly low-flow toilets in San Francisco cause a big stink, literally. Professor Emery Clayton joins us this hour to talk about Louis Farrakhan saying these uprisings in the Middle East will come to America. And I was at the Genesis Club here in Southern California this weekend to hear an address of Professor Clayton's, and he and I are going to talk about that. Our number is 877-876-7445, and our affiliate spotlight tonight is on WXNT, 1430 AM in Indianapolis, and WVOP, 970 AM in Vidalia, Georgia. Great affiliates on the Phil Henry Show network, and of course our website, philhenryshow.com. So check out our brand spanking new Phil TV videocast, the second generation of our videocast. And while you're online, go ahead and pick up a backstage pass and listen to our archives. We've got thousands of hours, and we continue to add to them, as well as our videocast, as well as our news feed, as well as our email, which I answered all of it this weekend, even though it's in form letter.
Yeah, I don't know how many people don't like that.
Well, at least I answered it, okay? Professor Emery Clayton joining us from L.A. Canyon College in Southern California as Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam leader, predicted on Sunday that America faces imminent uprisings that mirror those in the Middle East. And I heard you speak last night, Professor Clayton, about this, and you seem to agree with Louis Farrakhan.
Well, I do agree with Louis Farrakhan, and I said as much at the Genesis Club address that I made last night, one that I was very grateful to see you at, Phil. And I heard the people who were there discussing afterward the veracity of these claims made by Minister Farrakhan. We can get into discussing what Minister Farrakhan said. But I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, young man.
And all right.
I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, because as I was giving my address and giving my reasons based upon some 250, if not 300 years of European colonial rule in North America, using the sweat of African slaves. And as I was giving historical precedent and citing historical reasons for what Minister Farrakhan said, I saw you in the front row, and you weren't the only one. And I will talk to those individuals that I saw in my own good time, but I saw you laughing at one point.
You saw me laughing when?
I don't recall at what point in the address, but I got the distinct impression you were not taking me seriously, and that's fine. I suppose a man has every right in the world to express his opinion, but I think I have every right in the world to express the following opinion.
Well, let me just, for if I was laughing, and I do recall laughing, it was at the notion that the Middle East uprisings are going to take root in the United States.
That was in essence the comments made by Minister Farrakhan, and he made those comments in Illinois. He said, well, you're looking at Tunisia, you're looking at Egypt, you're looking at Libya, you're looking at Bahrain. You'd better prepare because it's coming to your door.
Right, and that's when I left.
Yes, you left. And what I want to say on your program tonight was, it was, I don't think it was the kindest thing in the world to do, Phil. But I'm not worried for myself. I'm not worried for myself. I thought it was insulting to me because I'm an educated man. It's got nothing to do with Emory Clayton, the man, but it did have something to do with me as a professor.
You feel insulted that I left?
Of course I felt insulted that you left. Excuse me for a minute. I need some water.
Go ahead.
Of course I felt insulted. And I felt insulted because I am a professor of urban studies at a university here in the United States of America, and you've told me you don't even have a college degree. Is that correct?
I do not have a college degree, no. But let me just say this. I don't...
You don't have a college degree, and yet you sat and you laughed at me.
I wasn't laughing at you.
Well, then what were you laughing at?
I was laughing at the notion that you were, you know, I mean, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the notion. I wouldn't even be laughing, really, at Minister Farrakhan. I'm laughing at the idea that the Middle East uprisings are going to take root here in the United States. A completely different country sociologically, a completely different country politically, a completely different country historically.
And the people of color that live in this country, do you think there's some other kind of person of color that lives in Africa or lives in the Middle East?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why.
You do. So you say there is a different, what, do they have a tail?
No, but they are different culturally, politically, historically. If you're talking about black people or even Arab people in America, these are Arab American, African American. These are different people from the standpoint of upbringing, from the standpoint of socialization, from the standpoint of their orientation politically, from the standpoint, everything. They're North Americans, you know.
All right. You use a lot of big words. But what I am trying to tell you, Phil, is that no amount of big words, no amount of reading in a magazine and getting a big word out of it, is going to make up for the fact that you don't have a college education. And the people that are listening to your program, I think, are going to take their cue from you. And I know that a lot of people in America don't have college education. I know that a lot of people that are working third shift are not college educated.
All right, and what is the point? Are we not allowed to have opinions?
You are most certainly allowed to have an opinion, but it's not an informed opinion when it comes to debating me. My opinion is informed by the fact that I've got a college degree. My opinion is informed by the fact that I'm a college-educated black man. My opinion is informed by the fact that I am not only a college-educated black man, but I am a professor. I'm a teacher of these things. And for you to sit in the front row of my address and laugh and in so doing, denigrate my political point of view, I think needs to be pointed out and it needs to be straightened out. And
well, are you all right? So what did I say that you disagree with?
It's not a matter of me disagreeing with you. It's a matter of you disagreeing with me. And
well, that sounds a little arrogant, doesn't it?
I don't think it sounds arrogant when the facts are very clear. I am a man with a college degree. I am a man with a teacher's credential. I am a black man, and I am a man who is very aware of the societal influences you speak of, the socioeconomic and culture and so forth. Minister Farrakhan made a statement. I concur with it. Now, in the front row of my speech was you, a white man. Are you laughing at me? Now, that does not compute. And
well, you know, the laughter, it was a couple of points where I laughed, Professor Clayton, when I heard you saying that this is going to come sweeping into America. And
yes, but you don't have the, you do not have the training or the education to laugh at me. You see? You don't have the
Well, what about the fact if I just happen to find it funny?
There's no such thing as just happening to find it funny. There comes a point when you have to look at who it is you're listening to. and say, that man's got an education, I don't. That man is a black man, I'm not. That man is a teacher, I'm not. That man is most likely much smarter than me. Now, I'm not singling you out.
No, I know you're not singling me out. What you're basically saying is I've got an audience, and there's a lot of people listening to the radio, whether it's in the daytime or the nighttime. There's a lot of folks out there who have do not have college degrees, and I shouldn't encourage them.
Well, that's my point, because what you're doing then is you're saying, look at me. I don't have a college degree. As a matter of fact, I don't have I've got barely any college experience at all. And yet here I am doing a talk show. And I'm making opinions, and I'm formulating opinions, and I even went so far as to sit and listen to the speech of an educated man that I know, and I laughed at him. Laugh. In his face.
And I didn't laugh in your face, Professor Emery. I was sitting there in the front row.
Well, you're sitting in the front row, and you laughed in my face. And
well, I did not mean to. If the laugh, I don't think my laughter was all that evident.
Well, it was fairly evident.
Well, how evident?
Well, I think that when you laughed, people could hear it in the second, third row because you went, ha-ha. You understand?
No, I don't remember going ha-ha like that. I remember...
You put your hand or your fingers to your nose as if you were trying to stifle a laugh. Now... I'm talking to you about this tonight, Phil, because this is bigger than whatever it was that Farrakhan said what he said, and I agree with him. But for you to laugh, and then you said to me afterwards, I don't have a college education, but a lot of people in America don't. We still are going to have opinions. And I said to you, yes, but are you trying to tell me that your opinion on this is going to be more it's going to be right?
Well, who ultimately knows what's right?
Exactly.
Until the event takes place. In this case, uprisings here in the United States in much the same form. I have just heard in my life people talk in apocalyptic terms all the time. All my life I've heard people say, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, oh my God this, oh my God that. I have heard people say all kinds of crazy things.
What do you mean by crazy, though? You see, you've heard. But you've seen riots, haven't you? You've seen uprisings.
I've seen a lot of urban disturbance, but none of it having to do with anything that the people are... all of it having to do with the American experience, you know?
Well, the American experience, yes. But you're trying to say you know more about it than I do. Now, let's get back to the point. You know,
I'm just telling you what I know.
And what you know is what you know. People who don't have a college education are going to listen to you and say, listen to Phil. He's talking on the radio with a big talk show, and he has these opinions, and he's talking to Emery Clayton, and he's, excuse me, Phil, but you're butting in. And
forgive me, I'm sorry.
But that's what you're doing. And they're going to be encouraged to do the same thing. That's all I'm saying. And
so you don't want people questioning you?
I don't want people such as yourself who don't even have a college education telling me about whether or not Bahrain's going to blow sky high and the brothers there are going to influence some of the activities of the brothers here. This is something I'm intimately involved and knowledgeable in, and you, with no college education, are going to tell me? And then you laughed at me.
I'm apologizing for that, okay?
Apology accepted.
All right. Then can we move on?
We can move on. I'm not angry anymore. I'm just telling you how it affected the speech. It threw me off. And now I've had to deal with people since then who aren't college educated coming up to me and going, well, Professor Clayton, let me tell you what I think. Excuse me, what college did you go to? Well, I didn't go to a college because they know you didn't either.
Well, it's worth talking about, but I don't think that it's... I think it's a dead end. You say, you know, if you don't have a college education, if you do have a college education, you can't talk to me about Minister Farrakhan's statements that the Middle East uprisings are coming to America. Professor Emery Clayton, who is a college-educated man, and I did laugh at his speech when he said that he agrees with Minister Farrakhan that the uprisings in the Middle East are coming to America. I shouldn't do that. I don't have a college education. And maybe neither do you. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots, and welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and our number 877-876-7445. Professor Emory Clayton joining me as we comment on Nation of Islam leader Minister Louis Farrakhan predicting on Sunday that America faces imminent uprisings that mirror those in the Middle East.
Let me explain as well, Phil. In that case, in that instance, Minister Farrakhan does not disagree at all with some of these people that you may admire, like Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck has predicted this.
I don't agree with Glenn Beck. You know.
Well, you may not agree with Glenn Beck, but it puts you a little bit outside of the mainstream of where a lot of you people seem to put your confidence. But I'm going to say this.
I don't agree with him. If Glenn says that this is what's going to happen, I disagree with him, too. I do not believe, and Americans make this mistake always.
Hold on for a minute, because you're starting to give a lecture. I'm the one with the college education. I'm the one that...
I understand that. I'm entitled to an opinion, though.
You're entitled to an opinion, but let me... I've got to express mine first. I'm the one with the teaching credential. I'm the one with the college education. I'm the one... and you and many of the people that listen to the talk show, I don't know about the people listening to you. Many people listening to talk radio don't have the education that it takes to debate someone such as myself. Now, I am a professor of urban studies. I have a...
Pardon me, but I know what your credentials are.
Why'd you interrupt me? See, you did that again. You did that on Sunday night. You did it again.
Sir, I did not interrupt you on Sunday night. I laughed. I'm sorry that it was a distraction.
It was a humiliation for me to stand there with a college... I got a college degree, and I'm laying it down, as we say. You know, I'm laying it down. Back in my neighborhood, that's what we used to say as young people. I'm going to lay it down for you. And you laugh at me.
I apologize.
I accepted your apology, but I just want you to be aware of what you did.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. I got the same cough you have.
Fancy that.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Terry in Meridian, Mississippi. Terry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
First of all, I want to say that this education that he keeps referring to, there is a country full of educated idiots, and for example, in Washington, D.C. right now, and...
educated idiots.
You have the right to your opinion as well as any of the rest of us, but there's a lot of college-educated, college-degree folks out here running up down the road driving trucks, is the heartbeat of America is the truck driver.
I don't think that's the norm. I agree with the truck drivers being the heartbeat of America, the haul of freight. The truck drivers do a great job. But to say that most of them have got college degrees, come on.
There are doctors out here. There are medical doctors driving tractor trailers.
How good can they be? As
how good can they be? Doesn't matter how good they can be or not. They're tired of the profession working in medicine.
Tired of making money? I would think that a man...
Who knows why they're driving trucks? Maybe medicine became boring for them. Maybe it wasn't really their calling. Maybe they went into medicine because their mother wanted them to be a doctor, you know? And they decided they wanted to drive a truck, you know?
Mr. Henry, this is the point that I'm making. And this gentleman, Terry, that's on the line. Terry, please, You can hear Mr. Henry likes to talk, talk, talk. He has no college education. And you can talk about the truck drivers with college education. Mr. Henry has no college education. And yet listen to him, blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
All right, you hold the line. Terry, hold the line. I'm going to take a break, but we will be right back with you here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with I just hung up on Terry. Great. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Nice going, because you're talking, talking, and talking.
We'll be right back. Call me back, Terry. Sorry.
Blah, 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 blah.
Phil Henry. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, radio for patriots by patriots, on this night that we roll out the next generation of our video cast, Phil TV. Our new live webcast with much, much more enhanced view of us doing the show and special effects. With me is with me is Minister Farrakhan. This is Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College, commenting on what Minister Farrakhan said this past weekend, that the uprisings in the Middle East will visit America. For me to even give an opinion is unworthy.
Unworthy, Phil. What I said was,
well, that's every time I gave an opinion.
I believe I let you give your opinion at the beginning of this. I believe I let, but for you to continue to repeat it in the face of a college educated black man, and I say that with pride, I'm not hiding that, a college educated black man, and for you to give your opinion in the face of that and say sociologically and this and that and a lot of big words. No, your big words that you learn reading Reader's Digest or the big word book, I don't know what kind, that's fine. And
by the way, if I'm enhancing my vocabulary and my and at least my understanding of words.
But you are giving your listeners who are in the same boat as you, people with no college education, you're empowering them to speak up and argue with me. I don't mind people arguing. But at some point, you have to acknowledge I'm arguing with a college-educated man.
877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show. I'll let my listeners decide. How about that? Now, poor Terry, I hung up on him, but he wanted to just conclude some thoughts. Go ahead, Terry, and thanks for hanging in.
Yes, I was going to ask the professor. He keeps talking about, in your defense, I'm speaking in your defense.
Thank you.
And Professor, can you do what Mr. Henry does in that radio booth?
Well, I forgive me for saying this, sir, but I can't. I'm not an organ grinder either. You know, I can't groom poodles, and I don't sweep streets. So no, I can't do what Mr. Henry does in that booth. And
this is like a classroom.
A classroom? Are you kidding? Oh, you guys have got to be kidding me. Mr. Henry is, at best, he's a guy that's keeping the campfire tended. But you are not teaching people. I teach people. I've got a teaching credential.
There's a lot of people in the classroom with college education that are not teaching. They're drawing a paycheck, sir.
I will tell you this, sir. I think it's a tragedy. I mean, I think it is a damn shame that Mr. Henry commands the audience that he commands, and he hadn't got the education that God gave a hound dog with mange. And
boy, that is really insulting, man. I mean, I got out of high school.
That doesn't get you any place now. And with the job of the level of responsibility that you've got, I find the job you've got, I think is I find it to be a tragedy. Just a tragedy.
Let's go to Sandy in Yakima, Washington. Sandy, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead.
Hi there. I have been listening this evening, and I'm sorry that I think I'm so sidetracked, but I'm going to stay on the sidetrack. I am highly offended with Mr. Clayton's assumption and confusion of education versus intelligence. There is a far cry between the two. I know a lot of well-educated idiots, and I know a lot of very intelligent, successful business people that do not have a college education, and I find
it... Ma'am, did you hear how you just said that? You said successful. And I think you were being, I don't think you were trying to be funny, but I think it was a subconscious a statement. Successful. In other words, they may, you didn't even know you said that, did you?
And okay, what's the point?
The point is, she was mocking those people.
Yes, she's mocking those people as being, maybe you missed the point.
I didn't miss any point.
No, she was saying that they may be successful, they may be college educated, but they're idiots.
Well, would you deny, ma'am, boy, that takes, you know, that takes a lot of guts to say that. Would you deny, ma'am, that there are a lot of people without college educations?
Sir, my brother is a doctorate, and he's intelligent, and he has worked for the government for many years. My father, who had a photographic memory, did not have the opportunity to go to college, was one of the most intelligent men I have ever known. My husband also does not have a college degree, but I will tell you, sir, he could run circles around you in the intelligence area. And education is not an indication of intelligence. It's an indication of schooling, and it might be underwater BB stacking, which means the degree wouldn't amount to much.
You said a whole lot of nothing there, with all due respect. That was a whole lot of nothing. You say you got all these people that are educated, then you got somebody else not educated.
I am.
You're educated.
Do not make a mistake
on
that.
Are you trying to tell me, though, that people that are uneducated in your family, because you said there's some uneducated ones, are going to be able to out-argue me?
Well,
I have
God,
a plan.
I mean,
there are a lot of people that do very well that do not have the kind of education you're talking about, and there are a lot of educated idiots out there.
That may very well be, but they cannot say they know more about what I'm talking about than I do.
They may be accurate. Apparently, if someone doesn't agree with you, they're not educated enough.
That makes me angry, Ben. That I will give you all, but you can't tell me that some, excuse me for saying this, one of your relatives is smarter than me.
You know, are you
what was she, what was she just said that she just said
I
that she
do not
excuse me, Phil, but I'm talking to the lady who's got an education.
I do have a college education, but let's throw that
right.
aside.
So I'd rather talk to you, and I don't want to talk to an idiot like Henry. And I can tell you,
hey, watch the idiot thing.
I did not need a college education to have the ability to be well read. No one does. It doesn't take that. You can read. You can teach yourself anything, sir. Anything.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? You do not have the ability to be well read? That doesn't make any sense at all. Wow.
You just confused words.
No. No, you said you don't. You said to me you don't have
Is
no ability.
Name
I thought to my.
He
Twister?
Didn't say that.
No, my name is Henry Clayton.
Everything.
I'm the guest. Did anybody invite you on a show to be a guest? Did anybody invite you on a show to be a guest? No, they invited me on a show to be a guest.
Wow. Now I know why so much of your time you say blah, blah, blah. It makes more sense now.
See,
anyway,
here we go.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're educated. Yeah, okay, I won.
No, you didn't win. There's nobody winning.
That lady reduced herself to the level of someone throwing... excuse me for saying it, ma'am, like a monkey throwing feces in a cage.
No, she most certainly did not. I don't agree. Thank you very much, Sandy, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I don't agree with that at all. And
she, at the very end, she was going, wow, wow. She was mocking me like an 11-year-old girl who got into laser tag and somebody else didn't.
You know, Louis Farrakhan made a speech that you made a speech commenting on, and we haven't talked about it at all.
We're not going to talk about his speech until I'm assured of the fact that the people I'm talking to are educated with regard to the cultural sociological, psychological, political realities of the situation. I'm not going to talk to a guy that's got 1 year at JC. Now, Phil, I don't denigrate you as a man.
No, not at all. You just won't talk to me about certain things, even if I make sense.
You're not making sense. I listened to what you said at the very beginning. You're making no sense. You made about as much sense as that, I understand you like to listen to Johnny Cash. I'm hearing that Johnny Cash music you was listening to just before the show, right?
Yeah.
You make about as much sense as that guy does.
Johnny Cash has passed on. Let's have a little respect.
I have respect for Mr. Cash, but I'm saying his music is not my cup of tea. He doesn't make any sense. I'm not saying it's bad, Agent. I just don't understand what he's talking about. Boy Named Sue, and that's not even what we're discussing here.
All right, let me move on to a call here. 877-876-7445. Joanna in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hi, Joanna. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Listen, Phil, I don't even understand why you were putting up with this fellow. Sir, I have a master's degree in psychology, okay? And I've worked at a university, and I'll tell you something right now. You're talking to an educated woman. And let me tell you something. In America, Americans, whether they're educated or uneducated, have the right to have an opinion, and they have the right to vote and express that opinion. And our forefathers gave us that. And you are very arrogant to assume that your opinion is better than anyone else's.
I never said you don't have, or Mr. Harry had no right. I said once I heard his 1 year of junior college opinion, am I supposed to sit there and argue with a man? He's trying to tell me about the Middle East and the cultural reality of not only the Middle East, but the racial reality of that part of the world. He's trying to tell me, a black man. And I got to sit and listen and listen and listen.
Yes, you are supposed to. Because
until
he has
I'm
a right
to the point of bleeding. I heard the opinion. Now it's time to get real. You see what I'm saying? It would be like you have a degree in psychology. Are you going to listen to a little tiny kid come up to you and start laying it on you about psychology?
Okay,
right there, you just gave it away. You see?
I didn't give anything away, sir. The phone is not coming through clearly.
No, you gave it away. I'm talking too fast. I'm talking too fast for you. Isn't that what you said?
Oh, God.
Yes, but
the connection is bad, sir.
Uh-huh. What I said was the following thing. Are you going to be, as a psychologist... Well, she's giving me lip.
Well, lip? She's not giving you any lip.
I heard her go, uh-huh.
No.
Look at this is
oh
not
my
we're
gosh.
Not we're not look at the professor.
Look at Mr. Henry, I've got way better things I can do, okay? You know, I've got I got rats in the cellar, you know. What I'm saying is this. Are you going to listen to a little tiny kid come up to you and start rapping psychology to you? Of course not. You may listen to that child for about 5 minutes and then you'll politely dismiss that child and move on about your business. It's the same thing with me.
Okay,
and I'm
going to
come on the Phil Henry show, and Mr. Henry's going to tell me all about Bahrain, and he's going to tell me all that. No.
Look, anyone can educate themselves, just like that former lady said. Anyone can study and read. Look at Glenn Beck. He is so brilliant. He's probably got an IQ.
He's an idiot. Oh, he doesn't have nothing figured out.
But he's got a memory that's impeccable. He can stand in front of
you. How do you know his memory's impeccable? How do you know he's not making that? How do you know that simple-minded fool isn't making half of that stuff up? You don't know.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
That man is telling the truth. He's almost the only one giving America the truth. Almost the only one.
I bet you don't even check it out. I bet you just trust him because you think he's like, I call it Jesus. You think he's like Jesus Christ?
I'll listen to idiots like you, too.
Glenn Beck is going to be in a padded cell one of these days, and you'll be...
No, he's not.
...that by your friend. He'll be in a padded cell.
God, man,
America
you really have got...
is a free country, sir. Our forefathers made it free.
Then you and Glenn Beck agrees with Louis Farrakhan. Glenn Beck agrees with Louis Farrakhan.
The Constitution and making our law according to the Constitution, we won't be free anymore. And if we listen to people like you and Farrakhan, we'll be oppressed, okay?
Wait a minute.
And
see,
I don't
that proves you're not smart.
Oppressed.
That proves you're not smart because Glenn Beck agrees with Farrakhan. He thinks the violence is coming here, too.
Aha. That's right.
Oh, come on.
I believe that this will be tried in America, but it won't succeed. And I believe that's
exactly.
What Phil was
no,
saying.
No, it will succeed.
It won't succeed.
No, I was saying that
Americans
it's not.
Americans won't let it succeed. They'll try.
Hold on. I want to give you something that you deserve here.
Hey, what a speech. Isn't that beautiful?
Why are you being sarcastic?
Oh, she thinks she's Dolly Madison.
All right, anyway, thank you for your call, ma'am. I appreciate it very much. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's pretty rude. Don't you think, Professor?
Hey.
Yeah. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. Will be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
A lot of demand to talk to Professor Emory Clayton here tonight, so we may just go into the next hour with Professor Clayton. He has told me that he's willing to. Professor Clayton, I appreciate that.
Well, I would like you and I'd like your listeners to understand, and I hope that they are at this particular, I hope that they are being mindful of the fact that I have said, yes, I would like to be a part of another hour of broadcasting. That means I am being gracious. That means that I am being forthcoming. That means I'm being magnanimous. It's one of my favorite words, magnanimous. Magnanimity. And I do not believe it's been extended to me.
Professor Clayton, I have apologized to you for laughing at you during your speech. I acknowledge you're an educated man, but I think you're practicing some form of...
What, voodoo? You want to start talking about the black man?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I think I was going to say some kind of intellectual totalitarian thinking where only those with college educations should speak.
Well, I believe that we have reached a point in this country. We have so many idiots. Now, that lady there just said, Glenn, who's the man that's on the radio?
Glenn Beck.
Yeah, she's talking about, boy, there's a guy that's got no education, spent time in a drunk tank. From my understanding, wasn't he trying out at Promises or the Betty Ford Clinic or someplace like that?
And I don't know. I don't know, and I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think people can learn from their mistakes in life, move on, and benefit other people. Here is Jay in Houston, Texas. Jay, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Professor Emory Clayton. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell that professor that with all his education, and I don't have no education, sir, but I make $175,000 a year in the oil fields. And people don't have to brag on themselves. You're so self-centered, man. You need to get off
I'm
that.
I'm not putting down how much money you make. I think that's a great thing. I think you have found your calling in this world.
You're going to talk to me
about Louis Farrakhan. Nobody's going to talk to me about that. And Mr. Henry laughed at me. He sat there in the front row and laughed. Laughed like a hyena.
No, I didn't. I didn't laugh like a hyena. I laughed.
Sir, the man has already apologized.
Watch his language, please.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? No college education, the man comes out with the S-bomb.
All right, the man was... You know, Professor Clayton, you're not giving people a chance.
Yeah, you need to.
I think I'm giving them.
You need to keep your mouth shut a little bit and listen. I think you have a lot of college education, but for what? I don't hear nothing coming out of you. But you're a
college education. I said to Henry and the rest of them people that were listening to me that Louis Farrakhan is right. There are going to be uprisings in the United States. Then Henry says to me, "Well, Glenn Beck agrees with you," and I said, "Man, boy, I don't know what you're smoking." Or maybe you ought to check the mushrooms you're eating, because that's about the wildest thing I've ever heard.
I think
it's true. It's true. If Glenn Beck, Louis Farrakhan, you know, there's a lot of people predicting some sort of whack apocalyptic thing. I don't agree with that.
Well, you may not agree with it, but you're disagreeing with a man, here I am, and this gentleman here, this Jay, he doesn't like me saying it, but I got to say it. You're disagreeing with a man who, A, I've got a college education. I've got a...
We know about your college education.
Out of here.
God.
Well, you know what? Then when you guys get an education like the one I've got, then you can talk.
I bet
until
you don't then, make no money, man.
You know what? I'm a teacher. Is that all right with you? What do you think? You going to laugh at teachers, too?
We spend a lot of time laughing at teachers. My wife is a teacher. My wife is a school teacher.
You laugh at her?
No, you don't go around bragging. I've got all these credentials and all this. You don't put me down. I don't put her down. All you done is put this man in the radio. Hold on, man. Let me finish, man.
I think she ought to start.
Let me finish. All you do is put down the radio, the guy on the field. All you've done is put him down. You put down that lady before you put down. You need to be put down. You need to be put in your place, sir. The best thing that ever...
Hold on, sir. Is a college education that I've got. I'm educated.
I don't care about your college education. You bleed just like me. You bleed just like me. You put your pants on just like me. You use the restroom just like me.
I wash my pants first.
Okay. All right, yeah, very good, Jay. Very good call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Professor Emery Clayton. We're going another hour in this discussion of college educations and Louis Farrakhan.
Put my pants on like him, I don't think
Phil
so.
Henry.
I wash my drawers.